Welcome back to Tell a Band to Go Home. It is a singer-songwriter show, but we're gonna show you just how far we break those rules today. We are pre-recorded because I'm satisfying my inner child as well as my actual children at Marvel Universe Live. We're going to see superheroes swinging around and fighting crime and stuff. It's going to be amazing. So before the break, we were playing songs about Superman, who's not in the Marvel Universe, but, you know, because we can. And then we played songs about flying, and, well, I do want to play you one more song about flying, and it's finally going to happen. Stu Reed is finally going to be so pleased or sad or something. I don't know, because right now, friends, we're going to do it. So I hope Stu's listening, because it probably won't ever happen again. But from the album Strawberry, here's a song called Fly, Fly, Fly by Wussy on a singer-songwriter show. Tell the band to go home.
We'll be right back. Hi, this is Bob Schneider, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Well, my name's Batman, but you can call me Bob. When I see the boy wonder, I just say, yo, Rob. I used to, you know, wear a cape and do the leotard bit. Now I'm wearing this fancy jacket because I don't give a...
Shut your mouth!
I used to bust my butt all day fighting crime. Now I'm rocking Austin, Texas. When I sing my rhymes, I can turn any crowd into a crazy old mom. Because I'm Batman. You can call me Bob. Let's do this. Well, I'll tell you a story that once happened to me. Well, me and Robin, we were cruising down the street. In the Batmobile, we had the lights turned low. We had a six-pack on ice, so we were good to go. With the bat box blasting out our old theme song, Robin kept passing me this big old bong. I took a couple hits, man. The next thing that I know, there was a cop pulled us over to the side of the road. He said, hey, what's your name, boy? You look like a damn slob. I said, I'm Batman, officer, but hey, you can call me by, yeah! Well, I turned to little Robin, I said, hey man, it's getting kinda late. I gotta find me a Texas girl before I start to hallucinate. We found a little old place and we went on inside, and they gave Robin hell at the door about his age, but he just lied. And I went up to the bar and I ordered myself a Coke and Jack, and that's when I felt a strong hand on the back of my back. And I turned around and I dropped my drink, man, there was a girl there in a mink. She's about the most beautiful girl I've ever seen, I think. I introduced her to Robin, I said, hey, this is Rob, but baby, I'm the Batman. You can call me by, let's go! I promised to behave. We went back to the Batcave and she took one look at my place, and man, she started to rave. And then she gave me a nice kiss and said, hey, I'm gonna be right back. I'm just gonna slip out of some of these clothes so we can relax. Well, she left the room for a minute. I threw on some nice tunes. I opened up my skylight so we could look at the moon. But when she came back in, man, she had this big old whip in her hand. Turns out she was a psychotic, crazy old Catwoman. She started chasing me around my house, screaming she wanted me dead. I had to use my batarang and hit her right in the head. She went out like a light. I said, oh man, what a night. I had to drag her down to the police department where they locked her up tight. As I was leaving, the sergeant looked at me and said, son, you've done a fine job. I said, I know, I'm Batman, but you can call me Bob. Come on! Thanks again.
Thank you.
See what happens when we let Wussy in there? Yes, you are still listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM singer-songwriter show, and those are all some fine singer-songwriters right there. Indeed. I'll prove it to you. Well, almost all of them. Okay. That was Lee Hazelwood in there with a great instrumental called Batman. You know? Superhero? Not Marvel, he's DC, but, you know, we got Superman in. We might as well let Batman in, too. Bob Schneider was in there with his Batman song. We heard the Smithereens doing the Batman theme. It's a whole lot of Batman, you know. Before that, we heard a guy named Mike Dubieux. I don't know who he is, but he has a cool instrumental. And check this title out, Vampiro, Angel, Devil, Hero. He's got all the bases covered, that Vampiro. Good stuff. Out on Kelp Records. We heard Lee Baines III and the Glorifiers in there with a song called We Dare Defend Our Rights, as all good superheroes do. We heard Ryan Adams in there, singer-songwriter Ryan Adams from his metal record, Orion. We heard Defenders of the Galaxy. That's what superheroes are. See how it works? And we kicked it all off with something from Wussy. Believe it or not, from the album Strawberry, we heard Fly, Fly, Fly. And you know, not only will we see great heroes at Marvel Universe Live, but we will also see, you know, every great hero can only be a hero. Yeah, Jeremy's stomping around upstairs. You like that? You like that? That's my life. That's how, yeah, see? That's the way things roll around here. Anyway, every great hero needs a villain. Maybe Jeremy's trying to play the villain. I don't know. Here's something from Parker Millsap, a song about the villain. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, and some stomping from Jeremy. UMFM.
I don't want to be the villain in your dreams anymore.
Johnny's head. Tell the Band to Go Home. This is John D. Graham. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Great battle. was a time I could not cry, but that has left me numb. For 7 years I could not dream, but now that's done. There were songs I could not sing, words I could not know. Oh, but they found me on a bridge and they broke my heart. There was a way I used to talk I cannot recognize, and now my language cannot give me what I need. And I tore it from my Bible, and I kept it from my God. I would not lose to junkies on the street. It hit me so hard I could not see. That shot was only meant for me. And all the faces that I knew, they were lies. When the hard road went back to sand, and with the wheel still in my hand, I built a highway out of dust, and I was flying.
Thank you.
Couple more flying songs there. That was Alison Krauss and Gillian Welch with the classic "I'll Fly Away." Before that, Sean Rao with a flying song from his "Salesman and the Shark" record. Sharknado was on this week. Jeremy doesn't want to watch it though, but I do. Hey, Jer, do you want to say hi? We heard you stomping before. What were you stomping about?
I was running.
Oh, I see. Did you catch whatever you were trying to chase?
I wasn't chasing anything. I wanted to get tired.
How'd that work out for you?
Good.
All right. Anyway, we also heard John D. Graham in there with a great "Battle" title track to that fine record. You can catch John D. Graham in Winnipeg into September. Anna Eggie in there with a great track called "Evil" from her "Bad Blood" record, produced by Steve Earle. And we heard Parker Millsap in there with "The Villain." We're talking about heroes and villains and epic battles. It's Marvel Universe Live this weekend, don't you know? So we're pre-recorded. And going with this goofy theme allows me to play stuff that I love that I don't normally get to play, like this track right here. It is it's pretty hard to find room on a singer-songwriter show for a band like the Flaming Lips. But I love this song. Not the band. I've never heard any other song that I like anywhere near as much as this one song. So I guess it was an anomaly. I don't know. But this is pretty brilliant. So here we'll talk about, heroes and villains engaged in a fight test. What are folks listening to?
Tell the Band to Go Home.
On?
Radio Sage.
Yeah.
I thought it better not Dark night.
into the air. A hundred running scared. Oh, sacred cow in the hive of the bee. Rowan berry lips, sister of the green. Chilling white light will arouse by a beacon to the wishes of the lady. Sheltered creek, haunted man, battle for the trees. Under the land of the summer stars, la 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 la.
Shut the door, tonight's the night when we stay home and fight. Tonight's the night when we stay home. I know you hate to be alone, honey, be true when you're aiming at my heart. And if you don't kill me when you shoot, I'm gonna end this whole dispute. Tonight's the night when we stay home. Shut the door, tonight's the night when we stay home and fight. Tonight's the night when we stay home. I know you hate to be alone, honey, be true when you're aiming at my heart. And if you don't kill me when you shoot, I'm gonna end the whole dispute. Tonight's the night when we stay home and fight. Tonight's the night when we stay home and fight.
Hi, this is Guy Clark. You're listening to 101.5 UMFM. Tell the band to go home.
Sack cape tied all around his neck. He climbed up on the garage, he's figuring what the heck. Screwed his courage up so tight that the whole thing come unwound. He got a running start and bless his heart, he headed for the ground. Well, he's one of those who knows that life is just a leap of faith. Spread your arms and hold your breath and always trust your cape. He's all grown up with a fly sack cape tied all around his dreams. And he's full of piss and vinegar, and he's busting at the seams. So he licked his finger and checked the wind, it's gonna be do or die. He wasn't scared of nothing, boys, he's pretty sure he could fly. Well, he's one of those who knows that life is just a leap of faith. Spread your arms and hold your breath and always trust your cape. Sack cape tied all around his head, and he's still jumping off the garage and will be till he's dead. All these years the people said he's acting like a kid. He did not know he could not fly, so he did. Well, he's one of those who knows that life is just a leap of faith. Spread your arms and hold your breath and always trust your cape. Yeah, he's one of those who knows that life is just a leap of faith. Spread your arms and hold your breath and always trust your cape. Spread your arms and hold your breath and always trust your cape.
Well, you know that every good superhero's got to have a cape, so we thought we'd end it off that way. That's Guy Clark with his classic from Dublin Blues, The Cape. James McMurtry in there with a song called Fight. Tonight's the night, and it is. Tonight's the last night of Marvel Universe Live in town. Also in there, a great one from John Bottomley from one of my favorite records of all time, Blackberry. We heard Battle of the Trees, and The Flaming Lips in there from Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. Their Fight Test. That'll wrap it off on this pre-recorded goofy edition of Tell the Band to Go Home. We will be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, and then next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the Band to Go Home. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com for all the podcasts and info and such, and stay tuned for other good stuff here on UMFM. Thank you, everybody, and good luck. Avoid supervillains.